you need to look at where you are and where you want to be and what you want out of your business. And then you can start to craft a plan that's going to help you get from where you are to where you want to go.
Hey, welcome to the Business of Sales. I'm Morris Sims, and I'm going to be your host for this podcast. Are you working as hard as you can, putting in just as many hours as you possibly can, but your income and your business, well, it just doesn't seem to be improving the way you want it to. It's just not growing as fast as you'd like. Well, I help business owners like yourself become more efficient with running their business and more effective in making sales. Because when you do both of those things, then your gross revenue goes up. And when that happens, everything else comes into play. Who am I to help you with this? Well, I've been a successful sales professional. I've trained professional salespeople, and I've led the development department that trained over 12,000 salespeople with a staff of over 200 all across the country. I started my career barely breaking $25,000 a year, and if I was lucky, I could get 1 or 2 weeks off. I retired earning almost $500,000 a year, taking at least 5 weeks off every year. I can help you get your business to where you want it to be. On this show, our guest and I are going to share some practical ideas with you to help you grow your business and see more of that revenue become income for you and your family. I'm here to help you. So let's get this show started. Our guest today on the Business of Sales is Tim Fitzpatrick from Rialto Marketing. This is Tim's second appearance on the Business of Sales, and we're just really excited about having you back, Tim. Thanks for coming.
Morris, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate you having me back.
One of the things that that you talk about in Rialto Marketing and in your podcast is that marketing shouldn't be difficult. It ought to be simple. It ought to be simple and straightforward. And that's where I'm hoping we can go today, is to help everybody on the show here understand just how easy it is to make marketing a simple thing instead of a difficult thing.
Absolutely. We can dig into that. And I think there's so many... It's so easy to overcomplicate marketing because there are so many different channels, so many different tactics within those channels. There's no shortage of gurus out there saying, you know, hey, Morris, you need to be here, or you need to be here. And we're just battling information overload, and it's just, it feels overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be that way.
Hey, pardon the interruption, but I got something for you that I really wanted to share with you today. You see, if you're not a part of our regular email system, you can get there real quick. And on top of that, we're going to give you a free audio on marketing and prospecting. So please go to www.morrissims.com/free audio and get your free audio today. And now let's get back to the show.
And there's so much that you could do that it's hard to know what you should do.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So, you know, it's having the ability to really hone in on what you should do for where you are and what you want to accomplish is the key. And how we do that is, one, you do need to understand what you want out of your business, right? I may put a marketing plan together for one insurance person that's totally different from another insurance person, because where those people are starting from and what they want out of their business are different, you know? So you can't...
I could craft my business to have a niche market around business owners and succession planning, or I could create a business around philanthropy even. I there's just so many different places I could go. And depending on where I'm going with my business, I'm going to have a different marketing plan, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, if you're in financial services and, you know, you want to have a niche firm, you know, you don't care about building this huge business, well, that plan is totally different than somebody that wants to scale and have multiple locations and a lot of employees. I mean, that's a different plan. So we really need to understand what we want out of our business before we craft that plan.
And you're absolutely right, Tim. I mean, I've got a friend that is part of an operation
on the West Coast that encompasses like five different states and agencies in each of those five states. It's just incredible. And then I've got another client who, you know, he's very simple and very happy. Not simple. He's very happy with his business in his rural little town in middle part of the United States and just having a great time and loving it. So yep. You got to know what you want. But once you have that, where do we start with this whole marketing thing?
To me, the success in marketing starts with the fundamentals. You have to get the fundamentals in place first, which most people don't do. Most people jump into the tactics immediately. They want to start taking action. And inevitably what happens when we do that is we just waste time and we waste money. So, you know, we have to really understand our target market, who our ideal clients are within that market, and how to communicate with those people, how to talk to them about what you do and the value you provide. Your messaging is super important. And then you have to have a plan of how you're going to get that message in front of those people. And so many people, when you don't have a plan, right, when you're missing that aspect of the fundamentals, it is everything looks like a potential opportunity because you don't know what your priorities are. And when you don't know what your priorities are, it's so easy to be a squirrel chasing a nut and just get distracted by every shiny object. And you're never going to gain traction and momentum and get consistent, repeatable results. So we've got to have a plan in place. What I think is really important to understand is, one, there is no perfect plan. So get that monkey off your back. And starting with any plan is better than no plan. And the plan that you start with is not the plan you're going to end with. But you have to have a plan, and then you can constantly refine and tweak that plan along the way to help you get to where you want to be.
So what does my marketing plan begin with, Tim? If I'm financial services sales rep out there, I'm doing pretty well, but I'd like to take it to the next level. I feel like maybe I'm on a plateau, like I can't seem to grow. Where does my marketing plan need to start?
The way we look at marketing planning is in 90-day sprints. I think a lot of people complicate marketing plans by focusing on longer periods of time. You know, most commonly, a lot of people look at a year. I just think a year is too long. I mean, our businesses are evolving, the market is evolving. And when we work on a one-year marketing plan, it just becomes too complicated. When things are complicated, it makes it very hard to implement effectively. So I like to look at 90-day sprints. 90 days is a long enough period of time to start to see whether you're gaining traction, but it's short enough where you can make course corrections along the way, which is why I think 90 days makes a ton of sense. And it keeps things simple. So when we look at 90-day marketing plan, we basically look at six elements. The first element is your target market. Like, who are your ideal clients within your target market? You should not have more than 1 to 3 ideal client types. Mm-hmm. Those 1 to 3 ideal client types, we're not saying those are the only people we're going to do business with. What we are saying is those are the only people we are going to direct our marketing efforts towards. Okay, we have to focus. And I want to see at least a paragraph of who each of these ideal clients are. You know, we need to paint the picture and really understand who we intend to attract. That's why it's the first step in our 6-step plan. Mm-hmm. The second step is, what is your goal? What is your goal for the next 90 days? It needs to be specific. It needs to be measurable. We need to have an idea of where we are headed. And that's what we're doing in this step. This could be, you know, I intend to bring on 5 new clients in the next 90 days. I know you and I talked about this a while ago, where, you know, I said, when you have a goal like this, it's really important to keep in mind that I call it an outcome-based goal. There are a lot of things that could impact my ability to hit that outcome-based goal that are beyond my control. I like to tell people, I think it's important to have a goal like this, but I don't want you to get too attached to it. I would rather see you focus more on the actions you can take and control to get to where you want to be, which we will talk about here in a minute. But you have to have a general idea of what you intend to do, to accomplish over the next 90 days.
And here we're talking about that results goal, that number of clients you want to bring on board, like yes. You said, or maybe even a sales number, however we measure sales in everybody's world is different there, but amount of premium, amount of commission, amount of something or another, a metric that we can measure. You're talking about that result. And Tim, boy, howdy, you just nailed goals versus desires, brother. It's exactly yes. What you got to do. You got to worry about what you control, not what somebody else is going to control.
Yeah. Tons of things beyond our control here. But we do need to have an idea of where we're headed. So in the third step, we need to look at our budget and our resources. What this step does is it tells us what we have to work with. So do I have a budget of $250 a month, or do I have a budget of $25,000 a month to invest in my marketing? Whatever that is, it's okay. But you have to know what you have to work with. That's the money is the first part of it. The second part of it is the resources. And when you look at resources, we're talking about time and we're talking about capability. So maybe you have time to spend on your marketing each week or each month. Maybe other people that might be on your team have time to invest in implementing your marketing each month. We need to have an idea of what that is. And we need to have an idea of, well, you know, if Joe on your team has 5 hours a week to spend on your marketing efforts, but Joe doesn't know the first thing about LinkedIn, well, then you probably don't want to have Joe managing your LinkedIn. Or if you are going to have Joe manage your LinkedIn, you need to level up his skill set so that he knows what to do. Really, really important, because if we don't have an idea of what we have to work with, we can easily put too much or too little into our plan. Either one is not serving us well. So we need to know what we have to work with, because that's going to help determine what we put in the plan itself.
Or we wind up with somebody that, as you say, somebody that doesn't have the expertise and the knowledge to be able to carry out the plan.
Exactly. And then they're not going to carry it out as effectively as you should. So really important to understand that.
Yeah, my brother-in-law may be a really good guy, but if he doesn't know anything about marketing, he's not the fellow that I want to have dealing with my messaging.
No, exactly. So, you know, if people on your team have the capabilities, then great. You really should take advantage of that. But if they don't, that's okay. We just need to figure out who has those capabilities and how we're going to get them involved in the plan.
Right.
In the fourth step, we're looking at your current marketing plan. And, you know, Morris, when I say this, I realize that a lot of people may not have an existing plan in place. That's totally okay. All we're doing in this step is getting a reference point or a baseline of where we're starting. You cannot even think about figuring out what you need to do to get to where you want to go until you know where you're starting from. It's no different than my GPS. My GPS cannot tell me how to get to the airport until I tell it where my journey is originating. So same thing here. We need to know where we're starting from. So all I want you to do, if you don't have an existing plan, that's okay. I just want you to look at, the way I look at marketing is 8 channels. Okay. Every tactic can fall into one of these, but you have strategy, or those fundamentals that I touched on, your target market, your messaging. Then you have your website. You have content, right? You know, blog posts, videos, podcasts, those types of things. You have search engine optimization, which is helping people find you when they search for terms on Google or Bing that are relevant to your business. You have social media, you have email marketing, paid advertising, which when I say paid advertising, I'm looking at paid online advertising. So Google ads, Facebook ads, you know, LinkedIn, Twitter, anything like that. and then offline marketing, you know, direct mail, networking, you know, referral partner relationships, all those things. Every tactic can fall into one of those channels. All I want you to do is write down what you have put in place that is still in place, or the activities that you continue to do on a regular basis in each of those channels.
You know, Tim, back in the olden days when I was out there starting my financial services career as an agent at the time, my marketing plan had to deal with the people I knew already, so my natural market, and then referred leads and whoever else I might see on the street that I thought could be a prospect that might see me on a favorable basis. And that was it. That was my entire marketing plan.
I know. And that's why it's so many people are battling information overload. You know, the first company that I became a partner in was a wholesale distribution company. And we had the strategy, right? The strategy doesn't change. The fundamentals don't change. But we had offline marketing and we had a website. And this was in the mid to late 90s. At the time, you know, websites were like informational brochures. Now you start to look at all those channels and you're like, oh my gosh, there's all these channels, there's all these tactics, and people feel like they need to be everywhere. It's really important not to fall into that mindset, because you do not have to be in every marketing channel to have a hugely successful business. But you do have to have some channels that are working really, really well for you. And I think as your business grows and gains traction, you can start to expand into a number of different channels, but you don't have to be everywhere at once. If you try to be everywhere at once, it's going to be really hard and you're probably going to bite off more than you can chew and you're just not going to get anywhere. Don't be overwhelmed by how many channels there are. And, you know, oh my gosh, I'm only involved in like one or two of these. That's okay. We just need to get down on paper in this fourth step, what you're doing, what you have in place at this point.
Because the bottom line is, if I'm trying to be everywhere, I'm not going to be anywhere at all. I mean, it just doesn't work. It's, you know, my friend Randy Marshall talks about, which do you want to be, a swamp, which is very shallow and full of all sorts of yucky things? Or would you rather be a river like the Colorado River that cuts deep and wide and creates the Grand Canyon? And that's really what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, I think you want to, in the beginning especially, you want to go narrow and deep into specific channels. You know, so for example, you know, a lot of businesses, you just touched on this, they grow initially from referrals, you know, and their existing customer base. That's totally okay. What most businesses find is they hit a ceiling with that. And if they want to continue to grow, they need to expand out from there, you know? And so that's fine. Nail your referrals. Get that system in place so that you know it's working. Once you know that's firing on all cylinders, then you can start to expand out into other marketing channels and tactics to start to diversify your lead sources and how you're bringing customers in.
And you know, Tim, I want to get to 5 and 6 on your list of things in the marketing plan. But before we leave the channels, what do you think the priority should be? What's number one? Where, if I'm not really big time in anything, which one should I start with, in your opinion? What's number one?
Number one is strategy. So it goes back to what I touched on before. If you're not really clear on your target market and how you're going to communicate what you do to that market, all your marketing efforts are going to struggle. So you got to get those. You have to have an idea of that first and foremost. Second, I think your website is really important. Even if you're 100% referral, when people refer your business, they're not picking up the phone or emailing you right away. They're going online to look at your website.
Oh, yeah.
And if that does not communicate a solid message and instill confidence in that referral, they are probably not going to reach out to you. So I think your website is second. And then third, I would say, is what is already working. Look at what is already working in your business, because odds are it's not fully optimized. You're not taking full advantage of that. It's been working for you, which is great, but look at that process starting at the end and work your way back to see, do you have any gaps there? Or are there things that you could be doing more of to increase the results and improve the results? What you're doing that's already working is usually the lowest hanging fruit to seeing quick results in your plan.
That makes sense. It makes perfect sense, Tim. Thank you. And if we were back, I think, on the current marketing plan, and where do we go from there?
Yes. Yeah, so once you've outlined what your current plan is, where you're starting from, that fifth step is what you're going to focus on for the next 90 days. This is where you outline your priorities. When you know what your priorities are, you have clarity. When you have clarity, what happens with your stress? Your stress level goes down because you know exactly what you need to be doing. You have your marching orders. This also helps you eliminate distraction. So the next week when the newest marketing guru says, you know, hey, Morris, you need to be, you know, here at some new channel that we haven't even heard of yet, you can say, you know what? I'm not saying no to this, but I have a plan I need to implement right now. I'm going to take that and I'm going to put that on my list, and I'll consider that when I have time, or when I'm working on my next plan, or if I finish what I'm currently working on, cool, then I can look at more. But right now I need to focus on the priorities I've already outlined for myself. So we look at those channels that we just went through, those eight channels, and we start to put down what we are going to focus on in the next 90 days. What's going to dictate what we put on there is where we're currently at, right? Step four. Mm-hmm. And what we put in step three, our budget and our resources, those all have a huge impact on what we're going to focus on. The other thing that, I put together a landing page for your listeners. One of the tools that is on there is a checklist called the Marketing Evolution Index Checklist. And that checklist helps answer that question that you just asked where it was like, what do I focus on first? Well, that Evolution Index Checklist looks at the various channels and it puts elements that should be in place at various phases. I mean, we look at three phases, one, two, and three. You know, you're just starting out, you're gaining traction, you know, and then your business is more mature. So in each of those phases, we outline what should be in place in each of the channels. So that gives you a checklist that you can just kind of work through and go, yeah, I got this in place. I've got this. And, you know, until you've got phase one of your website done, you really shouldn't be jumping to phase two elements. It's really common for us to talk to people who they've had success. They've mm-hmm. been in business for a while, and we go back to the checklist and, you know, they've got some phase two and three elements in place and they've skipped some phase one. So we go back to phase one to get those things in place, and then we just keep moving. So that can be a really great checklist to give people some ideas of some of the things that they might want to focus on based on where they're at.
Boy, that's fantastic, Tim. Thank you so much for the landing page. That's run that URL for us real quick.
It's rialtomarketing.com. So rialtomarketing.com/the-business-of-sales.
Is that dash or underline?
It's a dash.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Tim, that's great. Thanks so much for doing that. You've done that for us in your first show that you did with us, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful gift, and thank you very much.
Absolutely. So we covered the first five steps, right? We've got target market, mm-hmm. your marketing goal, your budget and your resources. What's your current marketing plan? What are you going to focus on for the next 90 days? The sixth step are the metrics, and the metrics are what you're going to measure. It's so common for us to hear people say, hey, I've been doing this marketing stuff, I've been using these tactics, but I have no idea whether they're working or not. They have no idea whether they're working or not because they don't have metrics in place. The metrics are so important because they're going to help you understand whether the actions you're taking are working or not, and whether you need to make corrections in your plan. Now, the challenge with marketing metrics is there are so many different metrics out there, and there's a lot of vanity metrics that don't really mean much. You know, people go, oh, well, I'm getting X amount of visits to my website, or, you know, I have 10,000 people on my email list, or I have 500,000 people to follow me on Facebook. To me, I don't care about any of that stuff. Are you generating leads that are converting to customers? There are plenty of influencers out there that have a ton of followers and they're not doing any business. So who cares? Let's focus on metrics that matter, that are going to help us, that are going to help inform the decisions that we make. So there are three metrics that I focus on first and foremost. You can certainly get more sophisticated, but if you don't have these three in place right now, this is the best place to start. So the first one is leads. How many leads are you generating each month? Now, the important thing with leads is you need to determine for your business what a lead actually is, right? So for example, in my business, okay, if somebody signs up for our email list, that's not a lead, in my opinion. For us, a lead is somebody that raises their hand and says, I would like a free consultation. I would like a strategy call, a discovery session, whatever you call it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, in financial services, you know, typically, you know, you have some type of introductory meeting to figure out where this prospect is at and what they want to accomplish, right?
Right on, yeah. Discovery, so, the discovery part of the sales process, yeah.
Exactly. So to me, somebody's not a lead until they raise their hand and say, I'd like to have a meeting. So that is a lead. You need to track how many leads you are generating each and every month. The second metric is lead source. Where are those leads coming from? When you're armed with that information, now you know where most of your leads are coming from. What marketing channels and tactics you're using are actually bringing in leads. Novel concept, right?
Yeah.
But so many people don't track this stuff. You know, they just don't, they don't think about it. These are really simple. You just got to start tracking them. So we've got leads. We have lead source. The third metric I recommend people track in the beginning is how many leads are converting to customers, your conversion rate. Mm-hmm. That's super important, right? And it's very powerful, right? If I know that I need three leads to generate one customer, well, then I know exactly how many leads I need to generate to bring in the number of customers that are where my goal is at. So,
and if the channel I'm on isn't doing that, or the channels I'm on are doing that, then I need to change channels or increase on my channel, right?
Yeah, we either need to change channels, or, you know, that's when you need to start to dig a little bit deeper to see where might the problem be that's holding us back from getting the results that we want. But gosh, if you just track those three metrics, track them for a quarter, you start to get a lot of really good information. And the longer you track them, the more accurate the information gets. And you'll know, I need five leads to get a customer, or I need three to get a customer, or I need 10 to get a customer. Whatever that number is, it's okay. But once you know what that is, now you can start to work on, hey, we need 10 leads to get a customer. Can we improve this in some way, shape, or form? Sometimes people think, oh my gosh, we need to generate more leads. Maybe you don't need to generate more leads. Maybe you need to improve your conversion. Mm-hmm. So that rather than for every 10 leads, we get a customer, for every 5 leads, we get a customer. Now you just doubled the number of customers with the same amount of leads, right?
It's the number of sales I make versus the number of people I talk to.
That's it. Once you have put these six elements down on paper, and one of the tools on that landing page is this exact template. It just says a simple marketing plan template. This is a 90-day one pager. Depending on how much you type, maybe it'll go on to 2 pages. But it's something that you can keep in front of you consistently, that you review. And at the end of 90 days, you just look at, hey, what happened? What are the metrics telling us? Should we keep working the same plan? Do we need to make some slight tweaks? Do we need to eliminate something? Do we need to add something? you update your plan, and then you just wash, rinse, and repeat. It's all about having the plan, implementing it, and then optimizing it. And that's just an endless cycle.
And the beauty of the whole thing is, to me, Tim, is that none of this is difficult. It really is very, very easy to do. If you look at those six steps, the first one, two, three, four of them are just answering questions about where you are right now. You got to be able to do that in an hour.
Absolutely. When you start with any plan in place, after 90 days, you now have more information than you did prior to starting. And so your plan can continue to get better and better and better. One of the biggest challenges I see from a planning standpoint is, where do we focus? And look, almost any tactic can work. Okay. Mm-hmm. Where people go wrong with tactics is they get things out of sequence. They put the cart before the horse sometimes, and it's like, oh, well, yeah, I did SEO, but that didn't work. Well, really? Well, let's talk about that. You know, because a lot of times what happened was, hey, maybe it was working. They were driving traffic back to their website, but the message on their website was horrible. Didn't say anything. There was no call to action telling people, hey, when you come here, this is what I want you to do. Uh-huh. Well, you know, you're not going to convert well if you're driving traffic to a site like that. So that's just a simple example of how the sequencing in marketing is really important. You need to use the right tactics, but you also have to use them at the right time.
And it just makes such clear sense, Tim, because once I get those basic things, then decide what I'm going to do. But you made it abundantly clear to me that once I decide on that 90-day focus, I need to stick with it for 90 days. I can't be jumping around because I found something new or somebody online said, go do this. I need to stick with my plan. And then at the end of 90 days, maybe I'll think about making some changes, right?
Absolutely. Here's the other thing that's really important from a planning standpoint. And frankly, I think this goes for anything in business, not just marketing. You have to take a long-term view. If you think short-term, you're never going to have enough patience to give things the time they need to work. When you look at marketing, it's not a switch you can flip on and off. It is an investment that you need to make in your business month in, month out. And so many people think short-term, they don't give the tactics that they use a long enough period of time to start working. They give up before they even had a chance to work. You know, most marketing activities take a minimum of 90 days. Some take far longer than that. If you're 60 days in, you're like, oh crap, this isn't working. You odds are you probably did not give it enough time. So can we get quick wins with marketing? Yes, we can. But most tactics you use are going to take at least 90 days, if not longer.
So once again, we got to stick with it for a while. We can't just be jumping around all over the place.
Yep.
Tim, that makes such great sense to me. And you've answered my question so clearly and so well. What do I need to do about a marketing plan? Well, there's six simple steps. And it begins with, what do your ideal clients look like? What are your goals and objectives? What's your budget? And what are you willing to put behind this idea? And then what are you doing today? Because what you're doing today, maybe you just need to keep doing it and, you know, double down a little bit into what you got going on. Create a 90-day plan to either do that or make some tweaks, but then let it work and watch what happens when you get there. Tim, six steps directly, clearly. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure, Morris, and hope your audience gets some value from it. And if they get stuck, happy to help. Just go to our website, rialtomarketing.com. Click on the Get a Free Consult button, and it can help them push through those roadblocks that they may be encountering.
So not only can I get a free consultation with you, Tim, and your team, but with rialtomarketing.com/the-business-of-sales, at that place, that landing page has got all kinds of great stuff that I can use right off the bat.
Absolutely.
Tim, you're great and a wonderful help to all of our listeners today. Thank you so much, and we wish you the very best, brother.
Thanks. You too, Morris.
And for everybody else out there, go on and make it a great week. Go do something you haven't done before. Take a risk and enjoy life. Have a good time. And until next time, I'm still Morris Sims, and I'll see you next week.